The security breach affected several of Westchester County's sites, including the county's home page, as well as pages pointing to the county executive, the DA, the county clerk, and the Board of Legislators. The hacker left a signature message on the sites mocking the county's computer security, saying, quote, "Security is a joke. Your box owned by Mr. X-Hat." Westchester County Deputy Communications Director Donna Green.
We immediately took the site down and, of course, got rid of that message and put a message to the public, you know, apologizing for the inconvenience of our site being down. We posted a couple of links that were important to the county clerk's office and others that went to sites off of our particular Westchester Gov site. And then our internal, our Department of Information Technology department, of course, went to work to find out what happened as best as it could and to make sure it doesn't happen again and to make sure, most significantly, that nothing more harmful had been done other than the defacing of pages.
Green emphasizes no important data was compromised. Some pages remained accessible. She notes that IT staffers are working to ensure that the restored websites remain secure.
We have anywhere from 13 to 19,000 hits a day. People go to it for information. They may go to download some forms. They go for all different reasons.
Green explains how the hacker found a website vulnerability to exploit.
We use a content management system that sent out a security patch last week, and before we were able to get it loaded on our site, hackers were already looking to see which sites hadn't yet put these on.
Rick Matthews with the National Center for Security and Preparedness at the University at Albany says these types of threats are common hacker practices.
They look for those sites. They also identify potential targets, if you will, all the time, and they continually try to get in. And obviously, as soon as they think there may be a vulnerability, that news tends to spread pretty quickly.
Matthews urges all computer users, businesses, governments, and citizens, be vigilant when it comes to protecting your data.
People continually want to get at our sites and information. We've got to make sure that we don't maintain things on our sites. They've got to think about, like, the bad guy. They get to your site, what can they get to next? The best thing, of course, is have your site on a server that's not connected to the rest of your business or your operational information. If they get to your site and your server, they're not going to get everything else you have. But unfortunately, a lot of people, smaller budgets, will put their server, their other information, their public things on the same, and their website on the same server that all their other information is on. That makes it obviously much more vulnerable when they get into it. So you want to segregate information as much as you can. That's probably the best advice that I can provide.
Security experts say many hack attacks originate outside North America and are difficult to trace. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.